Let's look at a weekend reservation at Kochka. It's one of the most popular restaurants in Portland, Oregon, that foodie destination. No, BJ Lederman is not the lounge entertainment there. Kochka serves food from the former Soviet Union. But its chef and owner says in her new cookbook, she used to think Russian food was broken. NPR's Netta Ulaby met up with Chef Bonnie Morales in New York.
We met really in Brooklyn.
We're in Brighton Beach. This is called Little Odessa.
The kind of place where the child of Eastern European immigrants feels at home.
Because there's such a concentration of people from the former Soviet Union.
Dozens of Russian shops line this shabby thoroughfare right by the queue line. Bonnie Morales married into her last name. Her husband's part Mexican. As a child, Morales' Russian-Jewish relatives flocked to the U.S. after the Soviet Union collapsed. Every week, it seemed, her parents threw another party welcoming new arrivals with a spread of cold appetizers called zakuski.
They're just covering the table. Ideally, you don't have tablecloth showing, and you have bottles of vodka on the table, and people will make toasts.
But Morales did not enjoy many of her mother's Belarusian specialties.
I thought the smell of mushrooms boiling was just disgusting.
That changed after Morales went to culinary school. She thought at first French techniques might improve the Russian cuisine she thought was broken.
I thought, man, you could really fix it. It's just being made incorrectly.
But after tinkering with Russian standards like boiled veal foot, Morales realized she lost flavor when Frenchifying Russian dishes, and more importantly, she lost heart. She started experimenting with and loving old family recipes. That's why her cookbook is subtitled A Return to Russian Cooking. It's also a guide for picking out ingredients in stores like the one we've just walked into.
And what's that stuff?
That's grechka, which is buckwheat, which is very important.
You'll find recipes in Morales' cookbook for buckwheat blinis with lingonberry mustard, beet caviar stuffed eggs, and something called herring under a fur coat, which combines vegetables, fish, mayonnaise, and potatoes. She wants to challenge assumptions that Russian food is bland and lacks variety.
That it's all for cold weather, very meat-heavy, that everything is pickled.
That said, there are plenty of pickles here and in her cookbook, Kochka. Its name, which it shares with the restaurant, comes with a story about Morales' grandmother, who barely escaped a mass killing during World War II. She fled a ghetto in Minsk and pretended to be a Ukrainian peasant.
She was stopped by a starosta, which is like a Russian working with the Germans. That was on to her. It was like, you're a Jew.
He challenged her to say the word duck in Ukrainian to prove herself. Morales' grandmother did not speak Ukrainian, but there was some overlap.
She just hoped that maybe possibly it was the same word in Yiddish and Belarusian. So she said kochka, and it turns out it's the same word in Belarusian, Ukrainian, and Yiddish, and he let her go.
The word that saved her grandmother's life is now an introduction into a cuisine that, let's be honest, can be a bit daunting if you haven't grown up on it. Morales steers me towards an expansive deli case stuffed with dark brown salamis, stippled with fat, and more intimidating items.
That's a terrine with tongue. You're looking at me like that may be not your jam, but might be delicious. Здравствуйте. Мы еще не готовы, спасибо.
This is when my editor, Rose Friedman, decided to jump in.
Netta specifically told me she didn't want to taste any tongue, so let's get the tongue.
I tasted the tongue. It was delicious. Still, I felt safer in the bakery section, fragrant with black bread scented with caraway and rye, and baklava, and bagels.
The former Soviet Union is, a sixth of the world landmass when it was in its full swing? So, I mean, such a huge range.
That range is reflected in her recipes. Sometimes Bonnie Morales has been criticized by her customers for not being sufficiently Russian. But maybe that's what happens when first-generation chefs resist, then romance, their family's cuisine.
It's mine. It's my Russian. It's what I think is exciting.
And not broken at all. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.